The structure was present, but the Fourier mapping was inconstant.
It almost looks, Stone said, as if part of the structure is switched off in some way.
It's not uniform at all, Levitt said.
Tired, Hall rubbed his eyes and sipped the coffee. He was alone in the cafeteria, which was silent except for the muted ticking of the teleprinter in the corner. After a time, he got up and went over to the teleprinter, examining the rolls of paper that had come from it. Most of the information was meaningless to him. But then he saw one item that interested him. An Arizona Highway Patrolman, Martin Willis, had shot and killed 5 people in a diner before killing himself. According to one waitress who had survived the incident, Willis took out a revolver and shot the customers, moving methodically from one to the next, shooting each in the forehead. Then, he allegedly turned to the waitress, a Miss Sally Conover, and smiling said, "I love you, Shirley Temple," placed the barrel in his mouth, and fired the last bullet. Hall remembered that Officer Willis had gone through Piedmont earlier in the morning, just a few minutes before the disease broke out. He immediately called the Arizona Highway Patrol and spoke to the medical examiner, a Dr. Smithson.
"Did Willis have an ulcer?" Hall asked.
"Ulcer? No, he never had an ulcer that I know of."
"Did he have any medical problem?"
"Diabetes," Smithson said.
"Diabetes?"
"Yeah, and he was pretty casual about it. We diagnosed him 5-6 years ago at the age of 30. Had a pretty severe case. We put him on insulin 50 units a day, but he was casual, like I said. Showed up in the hospital once or twice in a coma because he wouldn't take his insulin. Said he hated the needles. We almost put him off the force because we were afraid to let him drive a car. Thought he'd go into acidosis at the wheel and conk out."
After he hung up the phone, Hall sat back in his chair and thought about what he had learned. He was excited and felt on the verge of an important discovery. 3 people, a diabetic in acidosis from failure to take insulin, an old man who drank Sterno and took aspirin, also in acidosis, a young infant. One had survived for hours, the other 2 had survived longer, apparently permanently. One had gone mad, the other 2 had not. Somehow, they were all interrelated, in a very simple way. Acidosis, rapid breathing, carbon dioxide content, oxygen saturation, dizziness, fatigue. Somehow they were all logically coordinated, and they held the key to beating Andromeda. At that moment, the emergency bell sounded, ringing in a high-pitched, urgent way as the bright yellow light began to flash. He jumped up and left the room. In the corridor, he saw the flashing sign that indicated the source of the trouble, autopsy. As he ran down the corridor, a quiet, soothing voice on the loudspeaker said, "Seal has been broken in autopsy. Seal has been broken in autopsy. This is an emergency." A lab technician came out of the lab and saw him.
"What is it?"
"Burton, I think. Infection spread." Levitt came out of the morphology room and joined them. Suddenly, Levitt stopped. He stood, riveted to the ground, and stared straight forward at the flashing sign and the light above it, blinking on and off. Hall stopped and went back.
"Peter, come on, we need your..."
He said nothing more. A small dribble of spittle was coming from the corner of Levitt's mouth. Hall quickly stepped behind him. With frightening speed, Levitt's knees gave way and he collapsed to the floor. He lay on his back and his whole body began to vibrate. His head hammered against the floor. Hall slipped his...